Economic and environmental concerns have launched a debate about America's energy future. Barack Obama says he wants to invest in renewable energy, but the president-elect hasn't ruled out nuclear power as part of the nation's energy mix. A similar discussion in Europe has led to what some say is a coming nuclear revival. The World's Jerry Hatton sent us this report from the Czech Republic.
2 hours south of Prague, outside the town of Temelín, white cooling towers loom over green farmland. The nuclear plant here is one of two in the Czech Republic. Together, they generate about 40% of the country's electricity. But there hasn't been a new plant planned in the Czech Republic for nearly 20 years.
Your passport, please.
Inside the facility, in an office near the reactor's control room, Dr. Jiri Beranek says he knows why. Beranek heads the Czech Nuclear Forum, an industry group. He says after the fall of the Soviet Union, nuclear energy here was stigmatized, seemingly beyond redemption.
Some people ask to stop the operation and construction of new power plants, saying that was a dictate by Moscow, and it was a kind of Soviet colonialism.
Today, nuclear power is no longer equated with Soviet colonialism, but as a bulwark against Russia. Europe as a whole depends on Russia for a quarter of its natural gas and a third of its oil. That level of dependence makes Europeans uneasy.
Někde se to vyrábět musí. Dovážet energie není řešení, že?
This Prague resident named Roman says importing energy is not a solution. We need to produce our own, he says. With regard to Russia, buying gas and oil from them is not safe. He says they could easily shut the pipes off on us. The Czechs say the Russians did just that this July after the Czechs agreed to host part of a U.S. anti-missile system that Russia opposes. The Russians said the shutoff of oil was caused by technical problems. But many across Europe suspect Russia of using its vast energy supplies for political purposes. Polls here suggest 60% of Czechs now want more nuclear power, and they're not alone. Throughout Central and Eastern Europe, several new plants are already being planned or built, from Slovakia to Poland. The desire for energy independence is only one force driving this nuclear renaissance. Europe has pledged to reduce emissions of greenhouse gases from the burning of fossil fuels. Also, the dramatic fluctuation in oil prices recently has scared people away from fossil fuels, according to Europe's nuclear lobby, Foratom. Foratom's director, Santiago San Antonio, says the price of nuclear power is more stable.
So you can predict very easily which is going to be your cost of generating electricity in the next 20 or 30 years. You cannot do that with fossil fuels.
Europe's nuclear industry is now in full court press mode, led by the Czechs. But in the Czech Republic, momentum is stalled. Despite the recent shift in public opinion, the anti-nuclear lobby here is strong. Jakub Kašpar is a member of parliament from the Czech Green Party. The Greens control the environmental committee in the legislature, and they're against any new reactors because of nuclear waste.
There is no stable deposit of the burnt fuel from our nuclear power plants in the Czech Republic.
The question of nuclear waste also drives the no-nukes movement in perhaps Europe's most anti-nuclear nation, Germany. Last month in Dannenberg, Germany, locals tried to block a train carrying nuclear waste to a nearby storage facility. Police had to carry off the protesters. Back at the Czech Republic's Temelín nuclear plant, officials insist that nuclear technology is the only way to boost energy supply significantly without worsening climate change. Marek Svitak is Temelín's spokesman. He warns that domestic demand for electricity will rise in the coming years as industry and population levels grow. He says being energy independent has many advantages, and we'd like to stay that way. But many of our coal plants will soon shut down, he says, as the coal runs out. Svitak says the Czech Republic is also running out of time, because it takes up to 15 years to build a nuclear reactor and bring it online. And the country's coal supply could be gone in 20 to 30 years. For The World, I'm Jerry Hatton, Temelín, the Czech Republic.